Yes, I have been drinking, just a little bit, but I will give it up tomorrow. Nope, I'm serious. If tomorrow ever comes, I will give up drinking. In fact, I'll give up every bad habit I have. Except, no matter what I do, tomorrow never gets here. Don't look at me like that. You always look at me like that when I start talking about this curse. Yes, curse. What else could it be? I'm stuck in the same day, doomed to repeat it over and over again. Yeah, like Groundhog Day, or Tom Cruise in Edge of Tomorrow, or the Stargate SG-1 episode Window of Opportunity, or the Star Trek Next Generation episode Cause and Effect, or the Xena episode. Yeah, well, I've been watching a lot of TV lately. Since today never, ever ends. I think I've watched every single TV show and movie ever made. At least, everything I can somehow access over the internet. But I did have special interest in all the ones about people stuck in time loops. Go ahead, call Mom and Dad if you want. Sometimes you even convince them to come home from vacation early. But tomorrow is the earliest they can get here, and tomorrow never comes. They can't even have someone come to check on me because we're snowed in together. That's really the worst part. I'm trapped in the same day with my own brother. I didn't like you all that much before I had to spend eternity with you. Every day that I wake up, and it's still today, and I know I have to eventually see your stupid face yet again, I come close to losing it all. I'm serious. Even killing you umpteen million times has not helped because you keep coming back just as annoying as ever. I've tried stabbing you and electrocuting you and poisoning you, name it. I taught myself 23 different martial arts styles just so that I had new ways to kill you. For a while, I thought that if I could just kill you in the right way, it would end this time loop, or that you'd at least stay dead for a change. So far, it hasn't worked, but I'm researching new methods of killing you. I told you not to look at me like I'm crazy. Don't make me come over there and kill you again. It's almost midnight, and you were doing so well today. Although it does help that I was locked in my room all day researching quantum physics. I've developed several theories about why I'm stuck in this time loop, but without access to a particle accelerator, I can't test them. Or it would help if that asshole Stephen Hawking would answer my emails. Yes? Yes, I taught myself quantum physics. I've taught myself just about everything at this point, which is why I've had to start inventing my own theories. If I can ever get out of today, I will have a doctorate in just about everything. But I'm not getting out of here. I'm starting to think there isn't a way out. At least, not one I can find while trapped within the confines of the loop. Because there's not time to build a temporal flow disruptor, or to harvest the antimatter I would need to make it work. And that's assuming that this was caused by something that fits within the laws of physics. I haven't ruled out yet that this isn't magic. But my attempts to cast spells so far have been inconclusive. Even human sacrifice hasn't worked. Yes, you were the human sacrifice. Sacrifices, really, because there was more than one. I lost track of exactly how many there were. But don't worry, this time loop hasn't been all bad for you. You did get to eat all the food I made while I was going through my cooking phase. There were also days where you weren't a complete dick. Every once in a while, I just redo the days where we actually get along. I have all the dialogue and moves memorized at this point, so it goes pretty well. Mostly, though, you've been an insufferable pain. Of all the men in the world that I could be stuck in a time loop with, it just had to be you. What really makes this hell is that even though I keep learning to hate you in new ways all the time. You're the only person I have physical access to while in this time loop. The only man. No, we did not have sex. You finally believe that we're in a temporal loop when I start talking about incest? See, this is one of the reasons I hate you. You're a pervert. I should know. I've seen every bit of porn on your computer. Fuck, I've seen every piece of porn on the internet, actually. I've even entertained the idea of having sex with you, just to relieve the boredom. We've even done a little bit of stuff together. A couple of times, I've let you get real close. Of course, then I end up changing my mind and breaking your neck or stabbing you or something. But I suppose it's only a matter of time. I've mastered just about every hobby or profession there is. I'm pretty sure I've seen the entire internet. And I'm running out of things to do. Other than you, that is. We've still got time before midnight and the resetting of the time loop. I suppose we could give it another try. I know you want to. It's never hard to convince you to fool around with me. I can't promise I won't kill you, though. In fact, I probably will. After all the times of fooling around with you, you always end up dead. And I'm still a virgin. Even if I do let you have sex with me, I'd probably just end up killing you afterward out of guilt. I guess it's stupid I keep chickening out at this point. When midnight rolls around, the day resets. Even if we did have sex, you'd forget we did it, and I would go back to being a virgin. I'd remember, though. And it would be a new experience, finally. I could seduce you again, every day. And I could do all kinds of sexual things with you to relieve the boredom. Sex would be another skill I could master. You're looking at me like I'm crazy. That's actually probably a pretty good diagnosis, even though I'm the one who spent 10 straight years in here studying psychology. You frequently seem to think I'm insane, but that never stops you from letting me seduce you. Although, seduce might be too strong of a word. You give in with disturbing ease. All it usually takes is something to make you think I'm actually serious about it. Taking off my clothes usually does it, and I need to get naked anyway. So let's see if you're just as predictable as every other day. Yes. So very, very predictable. As soon as it's clear I'm taking them all off, you start taking yours off too. Of course, you were already hard as soon as I started talking about sex with me. Seeing your naked cock for the first time really freaked me out. I think I broke your neck and then locked myself in my room for the next few loops. But I've built up a tolerance over the years. It took months, but I even worked up the courage to touch it. I guess I can do it now. I've held this thing so many times. I probably know the feel of your cock better than your own hand. It's not out of a love of your cock or anything. I've just been in here a long, long time. I have gotten pretty good at giving hand jobs, even if they do seem kind of pointless. You're grateful enough, but after decades of doing them, they're pretty boring. I used to kind of feel obligated to give you one the loop after I kill you, out of guilt, I guess. But then I'd get mad and kill you afterwards, so I kind of got stuck in a rut for a while. I even gave you a blowjob once. Let's just say I was particularly creative in killing you the loop before. And after eating everything in the house and in every combination possible, I was looking for a new flavor. It wasn't bad. I may even return to it. But then I had to hurt you pretty creatively afterward, and I don't want to get stuck in that guilt loop again. I almost let you do anal, too. Maybe I still will. It's not technically sex, but it seems almost a more drastic step than regular sex. I'm still afraid of losing my virginity to my brother, even though I know it'll reset. I guess it's inevitable we'll do everything together, given enough time. I've resisted for centuries now, but I seriously need some new experiences here. So, I guess I'm game for another try. But be careful. Think of me like a black widow spider. Make any sudden moves, and I'll probably kill you. There's a good chance I'll just change my mind at the last minute and kill you anyway. If we do end up fucking, I'll almost certainly end up killing you afterward. But I give you this warning every time, and that never stops you. Only your death does, or the resetting of the loop. Because I usually wait until close to midnight. We're getting close right now, actually. Something tells me it'll be best if the day resets very soon after we do it for the first time. I'm going over to your bed. Follow me whether you think I'm crazy or not. If tonight is the night, then I don't want us to be interrupted by the loop resetting when we're only partway done. It could be years before I get up the nerve to let you try again, and you will probably die an awful lot before then. Be careful lying on top of me. If you hurt me at all, you'll know because you'll be dead. If we get as far as the actual deflowering, I expect that to hurt. I'll try not to kill you then. Okay. This is farther than we usually get. Out of all the times I've decided to let you try, this is maybe the 53rd time you've actually been able to get on top of me alive. Don't get confident, though. You're 0 for 53 after that. I can still kill you in at least 92 different ways, even from this position. But don't let that discourage you, or get in the way of that boner. Just go ahead. See how far I let you get this time. Wow, I must be in a mellow mood today. Or maybe I found just the right level of drunk. Your cock is lined up right against me. You've only made it this far 9 times? 10, if you count the time you fell against me just right after I killed you. Oh, you're pushing it in, and you're still alive. But here's the real test, my virginity. You've made it this far 3 times. Sorry, but usually just the slightest pressure makes me kill you. In retrospect, mastering so many martial arts before I decided to try incest probably wasn't the best idea. Otherwise, we'd have done this years ago, because it wouldn't be so easy for me to stop you. Whew, okay. Here's the moment of truth. Go ahead. Try to pop my cherry. For what it's worth, I apologize in advance for what will probably be a quick and painless death. Oh my god. Oh, it worked this time. You're actually in me. And more importantly, I managed not to instinctively kill you in the process. And it's a new experience. A slightly painful experience, but I don't mind. I almost don't mind that it's your cock giving this experience to me. It's not like this won't be undone in a few minutes. No hurry. I wasn't expecting us to actually get this far, so I didn't allow as much time as I should. You need to fuck me. I need the full experience before midnight. I know you still don't believe the entire time loop thing, but please humor me. Please, please fuck me. Yes. Nice and gentle. This is actually not as bad as I thought it would be. I like having a cock inside of me. Even yours, I guess. I'm definitely the world's oldest virgin, even if my body's never aged. It feels so good to finally be having sex. This opens up so many possibilities now. Whenever I get truly bored, I can just seduce you again. I can teach myself about sex without any consequences. And someday, when I do finally break out of this time loop, I'll be the world's greatest lover. Even though I'll still physically be a virgin. Sex without consequences. Incest without consequences. This is kind of hot. I can do things like this, and no one, not even you, will ever know. I can be the biggest, kinkiest slut in the entire world, and at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. I can lie here, feeling my brother's cock pounding in and out of me, and tell you honestly that I love it, because the time loop resets soon. I can come without guilt or feeling self-conscious at all. I can even let you come inside me unprotected, because my body will reset with yours. Nothing that's happened to me in the loop is permanent. So you might as well just fill your little sister with your baby batter. It'll just be another new sensation. Oh, yes. I want it so bad. Oh, I want your cum. I want to be your little slut right in this time loop. Oh, it'll give me something to pass the time while I find a way out. Oh, that's it. Oh, keep fucking your little sister. Oh, it feels so good. And maybe in a few years I'll let you do it again. Oh, that's it. That's it. Oh, keep fucking me. Come on, that's it. Come on, fill your little sister up. Shoot your load inside me. I need that hot, thick cream in me. That's it. Come on. Fuck me. Fuck me. Right there. Good news. You're still alive. And I'm less inclined to kill you right now. You've only got a minute left anyway before midnight, so the timing was good. Now, don't bother getting off of me. At midnight, I'll be back in my bed, a virgin again, and you'll be just as clueless about the time loop as before. Yep. Any second now. Your clock is normally pretty accurate. Why is tonight different? Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. It's tomorrow. It's tomorrow today. I'm out of the loop. After all this time, I'm free. Except the timing is kind of inconvenient, considering that I just lost my virginity to my brother. Oh, fuck. And let him cream pie me. Well, this is awkward. The exact kind of awkward that got you killed so many times yesterday. But the next time I kill you, you're gonna stay dead. So maybe I should save it for a special occasion. I should also get back to my room, I guess. Especially since I'm not going to be moved there automatically like I was in the loop. Except, this is a new day. Actions have consequences now. I guess they did for the entire last 24 hours. But I didn't know it then. It's actually kind of scary. I am scared for the first time in centuries. So, if you don't mind, I'll spend the night here with you. That way, I don't have to face the first new day in forever alone. And if you really wanted, we could have more sex. Just to kind of celebrate the ending of the loop. You just happen to be the only guy handy right now. It's nothing to do with you or me liking having sex with you. I learned virtually every skill I could in that time loop. Why do I still suck so badly at lying? Even though I'm back in the normal time flow, I'm gonna have to work on that. And I'll have to work on the sex thing too. Maybe you could help me with both?